done by Walt and Salvador Dali in 1945. Diane had sent him an image of Walt and the surrealist painter, and had mentioned that she'd met Salvador Dali at their house. Roy had written back that she should be interviewed for the DVD version of the film. When Diane answered the phone, Roy said he wanted to thank her for the Dali image, adding that the short had turned out so well that some people were talking about it as a possible Oscar nominee. But then he said he had some bad news. "I've been asked to step down from the board," he said, describing the painful meeting with Bryson. Despite the strains in the family, Diane felt an immediate wave of sympathy for her cousin. He was so much more invested in the Disney company than she and Ron were, and she could tell how dispirited he was. "That's terrible," she said. "You shouldn't be treated like this."
"Well, they'll probably call me the idiot nephew again," Roy said, sounding even more dejected.
"Roy," Diane said firmly, "I want you to know that in our family, that was never said."
"I think it came from Card Walker," Roy volunteered.
"I do too," Diane agreed. They chatted for a few moments, and Diane asked Roy to keep her informed. By then, Roy, Patty, and their four children had all agreed that Roy had no choice but to resign rather than be forced off. Roy and his advisors labored over Roy's letter of resignation. In contrast to Gold's presentation to the board, Roy didn't want to dwell on Disney's financial performance, its slumping earnings, or stagnant stock price. These things, per se, weren't as important to him. He had always felt, as Walt had, that if you provide quality products that the public enjoyed and wanted, then profits would follow. Roy didn't like to think in financial terms. Indeed, he felt Eisner's drive for short-term profits, a near obsession over 20% annual growth, was at the root of many of Disney's problems. In Roy's sometimes romantic view, Disney at heart was a creative company, and creativity had to be the engine of profit growth. On November 30, 2003, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, Roy had the letter hand-delivered to Eisner, who was at his apartment in the Pierre Hotel in New York. Copies of the letter were faxed to the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and other media outlets, as well as to all board members. Open warfare had begun. In New York, Eisner was watching a football game on television. He was feeling far more relaxed than usual. He'd taken a day off, and he and Jane had visited the branch of the Smithsonian Museum on Fifth Avenue, and then he'd walked 5 miles through the city. He was beginning to think about his annual letter to shareholders, and there was a board meeting the next week where he could expect another awkward confrontation with Gold and Roy. But for now, he could relax. Then a chime went off on his computer, signaling an urgent email. When he went to the monitor, he saw a message from Xenia Muka. "Urgent. Call me. What are we going to do about Roy's resignation?" Resignation? What was she talking about? Then Eisner thought he heard something at the entrance to the apartment. When he got to the entry, he saw an envelope had been thrust under the door. "Dear Michael, it is with deep sadness and regret that I send you this letter of resignation from the Walt Disney Company, both as chairman of the Feature Animation Division and as vice chairman of the Board of Directors.